The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, an inside listen on high school football in Southwest Georgia, only on the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome back to the High School Football Roundup Podcast on the Southwest Georgia Network. I'm Walter Johnson, and it's just hard to believe that this is the final week of the 2021 season for Georgia High School football, or at least for the Georgia High School Association, and state championship week in the GHSA. And thank you for anyone that said at the beginning of the season, back on the week of August 20th to 2021, if anyone that said on that next to last weekend in August, that four teams from the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area would be playing for two separate state championships. Now we play for two separate state championships and two separate classifications. And then I think a lot of people would be going, huh? Yeah, and thinking, hey, that's unbelievable to me, whatever. But here they are, and you got had the Thomasville Bulldogs facing off against the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes in an all Region 1 showdown for the Class AA State Championship. And then in Single A Public, you got Irwin County looking to make history and doing battle with the Brooks County Trojans, who have advanced to the state championship game for the third straight year and second straight as a member of Class Single A Public, the smallest classification in the GHSA. And there's also Class Single A Private. It's been an unbelievable season for all four teams: Brooks County, Fitzgerald, Irwin County, and Thomasville. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the Class Single A championship game. And Brooks County taking on Irwin County. And in Brooks County, as I mentioned earlier, is not only in the Class Single A Public state championship game for the second straight season, is also their third straight trip to a state championship game overall. And Brooks County advanced to the state championship game in 2019, losing to Dublin, and then both of those programs dropped down to Class Single A in time for the 2020 season. And Brooks knocked off Dublin in Dublin en route to getting to the Single A Public title game, only to lose to Irwin County. And here's how Brooks County got there. And Brooks County opened the season on August 20th with a 42-34 loss to Thomasville. Very high scoring game. And a game like that, I think, obviously set the tone for the rest of this season. And Brooks County has scored a lot of points. And matter of fact, the Trojans out of Quitman, Georgia, has scored 622 points, while only giving up 238 points. Again, Brooks County losing to open the season with a 42-34 loss to the Thomasville Bulldogs. This year's Class AA finalists, one of the two finalists in Class AA. And then Brooks County was scheduled to play at Cairo the following week, but that game was canceled due to COVID-19 concerns. And obviously, and thinking in this whole thing about the COVID-19 and pandemics and all, it just seems like just getting out of getting out of whack here. But anyways, and after the Brooks County Carroll game was canceled due to COVID-19 concerns, and the Trojans got their first win of the season by rolling past another team from Region 1AA, the Cook Hornets, 42-20 down in Quitman, and then 143-0 at Mitchell County, and then that's on September 17th, and then on September 24th, Brooks County opened Region 2 Single-A public play at Irwin County, and in a hard-fought contest, it was Brooks falling 8 points short to Irwin, 21-13, and Brooks County hasn't lost since then, winning easily 64-6 over Atkinson County, 48-7 over Lanier County, 42-7 over Charlton County, 56-16 over Clinch County, and then winning a high-scoring contest over Turner County to finish the regular season on October 29th. And then fast forward to the playoffs on starting on Sunday, Saturday, November 13th. And Brooks County won 49-13 over Montgomery County. And then traveled up to Washington, Georgia, in the northeastern corner of the state. And rolled past Washington Wilkes 61-28. And then on November 26th, Black Friday, Brooks County advanced to the semifinals with a 51-30 victory over Irwin County. And then this past Friday, December 3rd of 2021, Brooks County punched his ticket to the state championship game with a 49-7 rout over Medder up in Medder, Georgia. And Medder came in undefeated at 13-0 on the season. And Brooks County wiped out that perfect season, or undefeated season, with a 49-7 rout. I mean, it's a Brooks County team ever since. And Brooks County is looking for its first state championship since 1994. And Freeman was the head coach back then. And ever since, ever since Freeman returned as their head coach in 2008, the Trojans have seen their seasons end in the semifinals, second round, quarterfinals, semifinals, and then last couple of years, and Brooks County's reached the finals, losing both times, and Brooks County's back in the championship game again this year at Center Park Stadium, the former Turner Field, the former home of the now world champion Atlanta Braves, now the home of the Georgia State University Panthers football team, who's bowl eligible, by the way. And Brooks County will be looking to make the third time the charm on Thursday, December 9th, 2021. Kickoff set for around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And how about for Irwin County? And how did Irwin County get to the championship game? And in Irwin County, opened the season on August 27th, losing a hard-fought game in overtime to Fitzgerald, 18-15, and live interconnection there. And then on September 3rd, the Irwin County squad defeated Monroe of Albany, the Monroe Tornadoes, 52-26. And then on September 10th, Irwin County traveled to Wilkinson County, pitched a shutout over Wilkinson County, 63-0. And then Irwin County traveled just down the road to Tifton and lost a heartbreaker to Tift County, 16-14. And Irwin County hasn't lost a game since then. In Brooks County, and then mentioned that Brooks County game, and then Irwin County won 21-13 on September 24th. And then in many of those games, all the other games Irwin County's won since the Brooks County game have been by double digits, 56-28 over Lanier County, Atkinson County 63-12, and then winning 36-7 at Charlton County, and then 42-7 over Clinch County at home, and then 35-12 over Turner County to close out the regular season on November 5th. So, I mean, it's Irwin County. So, really been dominating their last, and from dominating most of their opponents since that loss to Tift County. And moving on to the playoffs. In Single A Public for Irwin County. And Irwin County advanced to the championship game by rolling past Johnson County, 35-7. Lincoln County, 51-27. And then and that was after Irwin fell behind by double digits early. And then got by Macon County, 28-15, and then in the semifinal game in Osceola, in Irwin County outlasted Wilcox County 41-27. So that sets up that rematch, not only from the earlier in the regular season on September 24th, but also from last year between Brooks County and Irwin County. And you know, it's just hard to believe that. Hard to believe that just 10 years ago, in 2011, the Irwin County football team, Irwin County football program, was just 3-7 on the season under then first-year head coach John Lindsay. And then they were 7-4 in 2012, and then got to the semifinals in 2013 at 10-2-1 overall. And then Lindsay left at the end of that 2013 season, and the late Buddy Nobles replaced Lindsay as Irwin's head coach, and Nobles, of course, succumbed to cancer, and about several weeks after winning that state title in 2019, and then winning the first back-to-back state titles in 2019, and under Nobles, and then Irwin County reached the finals, and then quarterfinals in 2016, and then back-to-back appearances in the state title game in 2017 and 18, and finally broke through at 13-0 in 2019, and then after Nobles' passing, Casey Soliday replaced him, and then Irwin finished 12-3, won another championship, and then finals again this year. I'm thinking in many of these games, and basically it's going to come down to which team can execute and which team can make the fewest mistakes. And going into this championship game, so it'll be. And this should be a really good game, Irwin County, and taking on Brooks for the Single A Public title. So obviously, just something has to give, like the saying goes. And so either be Irwin County looking to make history with its third straight state championship, or the third time could prove to be the charm for Brooks County, and trying to finally, you know, bring home that elusive state title. And Brooks County will be looking to win that first state title since since way back in 1994. And so once again, you got Brooks County versus Irwin County in the GHSA Class Single A Public State Championship game Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's on December 9th of 2021. So, how about moving on to the Class AA State Championship game? Got the Thomasville Bulldogs facing off against the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes. Purple Hurricanes. And first for the Bulldogs, who are 13-1 overall. And as mentioned earlier, Thomasville opened its season with a 42-34 win over Brooks County. And then on August 27th, and the Bulldogs overcame a 14-9 deficit. It was a 14-7 deficit. And then the Bulldogs scored the game's final 16 points to win over the Yellow Jackets 23-14. And on September 3rd, the Bulldogs overcame another deficit against Cairo and pulled out a 26-21 win over the Syrup Makers. And then September 10th, the Bulldogs rolled past Bainbridge 28-10. And then on September 17th, the Bulldogs made the long trip up to Watkinsville, Georgia, and suffered their first and only loss so far in 2021. And losing to Oconee County 20-6. And then in Region 1AA play October 1st, won 41-7 over Early County. And on the 8th, won easily again over Worth County. An almost similar score, 42-7. And then beat Cook 28-13. And then in the game that decided the Region 1AA championship, it was Thomasville, then ranked third in Class AA by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Georgia High School Football Daily Poll, pulling off the upset of the then number two ranked Purple Hurricanes, 15-8, and then October 20th. And then after that bye week, and then the Bulldogs opened the playoffs with a 42-7 win over Washington County, and then took down Hurd County 42-16, and then on Black Friday, November 26th, and the Bulldogs upset the number one team in Raven County, and Raven County has that Mr. Everything quarterback, and Gunnar Stockton set so many records, while during his time at Raven County, Gunnar Stockton, and then last week, it was Thomasville dethroning defending Class AA state champion Callaway out of Hougansville, Georgia. Final score 31-6, Thomasville. So, Thomasville's just been like Irwin County. And as well as Brooks County for the most part. I mean, being able to not only put up a lot of points, but, you know, dominating their opponents on the way to victory. So, in this, So Fitzgerald, obviously, will be a huge challenge, but I think before talking about the Purple Hurricanes, and looking at Thomasville's track record, most recent track record, and Zach Grage has been the head coach at Thomasville and since the beginning of the 2016 season, and Grage, spelled G-R-A-G-E, replaced Leroy Riles as the Bulldogs head coach. And Grage inherited a team that was just 1-8 in 2015. And the Bulldogs went for just one win to five wins in 2016, going 5-5 overall, losing in the first round of the playoffs, and then, you know, look at what the Bulldogs have done since then, going 12-1 in 2017, reaching the quarterfinals, and then struggled to a 7-5 mark in 2018. And they did manage to get to the second round, 9-5, and then playing such a brutal schedule. In 2019, reaching the semifinals, losing to eventual state champion Dublin, and then 2020, I should say, that COVID season. And Thomasville was one of the few teams to play something to close to a full season of action due to the pandemic. Going 8-5 overall, got to the quarterfinals. And then they got to the final week of the regular season. Again, first time for Thomasville that they've advanced to the championship game since going back to 1994. And ironically, it was in 93, the last time a Thomasville team even advanced to the state title game. And then 5 years before that, Thomasville's last state championship was in 1988, with a perfect 15-0 that season under then head coach Mike Hodges. So I'm thinking the road back to the title game has been long and winding indeed, but there they are. And as for the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes, and this is how they got here, and they won that contest over Irwin County to open the season on August 27th, 18-15 in overtime. And then, this is on August 27th, and they were supposed to open the season at home against Cairo. But obviously, due to the COVID-19 craziness, due to all those COVID-19 concerns, Cairo, that game was pushed back to September 17th, which I'm going to mention momentarily. And again, Fitzgerald opened their 2021 season with an 18-15 win in overtime over Irwin County. And then took down Turner County in Ashburn, 34-12. And then Dodge County, 15-6 in Eastman, Georgia. And then Fitzgerald finally played their first home game of the season, knocking off the Cairo Syrup Makers 29-13 and on September 24th, and then they traveled down to Blackshear, Georgia to face the defending Class AAA champion Pierce County Bears. And Pierce County pitched a shutout over the Purple Hurricane 17-0, and Pierce County saw its quest to win a state championship fall by the wayside, losing to Carver of Atlanta. And then October 1st, and Fitzgerald jumped right into Region 1AA play, and rolling past Marion 50-14, pitching a shutout over Early County 22-0, and then winning 28-13 at Worth County, and then losing a heartbreaker to Thomasville 15-8, and then bouncing back with a 46-26 win over Cook. And then state playoffs started on November 12th. And Fitzgerald won the rematch over Dodge County by the exact same final score. 15-6 was the final score. Fitzgerald moving on to the second round. And since then, all Fitzgerald's postseason games have been on the road. So Fitzgerald's been just like Brooks County being a road warrior on the road to the championship. And Fitzgerald outlasting Fannin County way up in the North Georgia Mountains, 28-14. Then heading down to Eatonton, Georgia, knocking off Putnam County, 21-7. And then Fitzgerald winning over Swainsboro, 27-6. So that's how Fitzgerald worked their way into the Class AA state championship game. And so Fitzgerald's had it. Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald's been a model of success, and Fitzgerald's been a tremendous model of success ever since the turn of the century, starting in the 2000s, starting with the 2000 season, and then head coach Bobby Pruitt, going from just 4-6 the year before the playoffs, the 13-2 and being in the finals, and then look at all, I mean, thinking, so they've been so they've made about ever since the since 2000, Fitzgerald's been to the finals. Fitzgerald's been to the finals 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, including this season so far. And you're talking about a solid program. I mean, so Fitzgerald's, you know, like as I said, the beginning of this episode of the High School Football Roundup podcast, and as soon as we ended this program, and even though, in spite of the fact that they're these teams are in smaller classifications, I mean, and these programs have such a rich tradition in Fitzgerald, while Thomasville is looking to win its first state championship. While Thomasville's looking to win its first state championship since 1988. And the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes are hoping to win it all for the first time since way back in 1948. 1948, I mean, 1948 doesn't seem like that long ago. The Fitzgerald team won it all. I mean, that's a long time, ancient history. 1948, then head coach Earl Weeby, spelled W-H-E-B-Y. And that 1948 Fitzgerald team won the then Class Single A title, or just Class A. I think Triple A was like the highest classification back then, followed by Double A, Single A, and then you got Classes B and C, and then and. And so when they finished 11-0 against their fellow Georgia foes back in 1948, see, like 1948, and Fitzgerald edged Decatur 20-19, and seeing guess who Fitzgerald, any guess as to who Fitzgerald beat on route to that winning that state championship in Class Single A 1948. None other than the great legendary Wright Bazemore and the Valdosta Wildcats on October 8th, 1948. And you also picked up wins over teams like Moultrie, Americus, Osceola, and Cordio, and even Thomasville, among others, and then they had like an extra postseason game that they played on January 1st, 1949, lost to Westfield, Massachusetts, 25-7. So that's very interesting. So, and so the Class AA state championship game, got Thomasville versus Fitzgerald, kicking off at noon Eastern time, noon or high noon, or noon or 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Friday, December 10th, 2021, Center Park Credit Union Stadium in Atlanta. So, I mean, that's going to really be a good game. And one more, let's see, how about one more game to mention? And then I got one team from the Southwest Georgia Network, one more team from the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area that played for a state championship. And this past Friday, December 3rd, and that would be the Terrell Academy Eagles. That was the Terrell Academy Eagles out of Dawson, some 20-plus miles northwest of Albany, Georgia, where this podcast originates every Monday. And Terrell Academy faced off against Brentwood from Sandersville, Georgia. And Terrell Academy, and despite the valiant effort, fell to Brentwood. The final score is 37-28. Brentwood taking home the state title in GISA Class AA, finishing 11-1 overall. And then Brentwood's only loss was to John Millage Academy. Brentwood's only loss was to John Millage Academy on August 27th. And then ended the season, and then the War Eagles ended the season with 11 straight wins, including the win over Terrell Academy. So you had the Terrell Academy Eagles facing off against the Brentwood School War Eagles out of Sandersville, Georgia, in the eastern part of the state. And obviously, I mean, nobody likes to lose. I mean, no matter what the sport is, or who your favorite team, who your favorite school or team is, or what level it is, or in a high school, college, or pros, or who one's favorite franchise is, if it's the pros, I mean, you know, no one likes to lose. And obviously, this is a tough loss for Terrell Academy. I think at the same time, I mean, there are so many teams out there that don't even get to advance to the playoffs, much less, get as far as, this Terrell Academy team did, but advanced they did, going 11-2, and obviously, head coach Bill Murdoch, has to be proud of his Terrell Academy team and the effort they put forth all year long. So once again, the lineup for the Georgia High School Association State Championships. So you start off with the Single A State Championship game on Thursday, December 9th, kicking off at or sometime after 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Got the Brooks County Trojans facing off against back-to-back two-time defending state champion Erwin County. And then on Friday, December 10th, 2021, at noon or 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's the Thomasville Bulldogs versus the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane. Game should be good from start to finish. And hopefully that will be the case. And on that note, that's going to wrap up another edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast, the penultimate, what should be the penultimate or next to last installment of this 2021 season. And a quick reminder to follow the High School Football Roundup podcast on Twitter, SWGA Network, and also listen on network.com. And then there are a few episodes from this 2021 season on there, southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also, listen to some of the more recent episodes, including this one, at anchor.fm/SWGA Network, and also listen on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Walter Johnson, and saying thank you for listening. Hope you have a good rest of your week, and then good luck to Brooks County and Fitzgerald, Irwin County, and Thomas Mills. And also, as always, stay safe out there. God bless you and goodbye.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.